It's hard to imagine Christmas without a choir singing Handel's Messiah. In recent years, a new tradition has developed, the Messiah Sing. It operates like a pickup basketball game. Anyone who wants to sing the Messiah shows up at a concert hall with music in hand. Tenors sit with tenors and sopranos with sopranos. And then, without rehearsal, the concert begins. New Hampshire Public Radio's correspondent Doug McPherson attended one such Messiah Sing at the Music Hall in Portsmouth. He filed this audio postcard.
My name is Priscilla French, and I am one of the co-presenters of today's Messiah Sing. There have been many smaller Messiah Sings in towns around here for years, and the idea of today's performance is, of course, to pool all the choruses together in this glorious music hall. George Friedrich Handel wrote this piece in August 1741, and it was completed in 24 days. Can you imagine this 2.5-hour oratorio based on biblical text, based on scripture, written in a matter of 3 weeks?
My name is Peter Betts. I'm from York, Maine. I'm with the New Hampshire Youth Choirs. I'm 17. I think it's great that as a community we're coming together and we're just singing a piece.
I'm Amy Van Gundy and I live in Epping, New Hampshire. I really enjoy Handel's Messiah. It's something that every time I sing it, it's very emotional.
I'm Hillary Smith from Kensington, New Hampshire. I'm 18. It's spiritual without being too fluffy, you know what I mean?
Donald Hawkins from Rochester. Believe me, I'm not that much of a singer, but I think it's an extremely exciting piece of music. Singing in the chorus, I think it's fantastic.
One, which we're doing today, is really the prophecy of Christ's coming. So we will sing, it's really the Advent and Christmas section together, which is part one, which is about an hour. And then we're going to skip to the end of part two, because it's so well known, everybody knows the Hallelujah chorus.
That audio postcard was produced by New Hampshire Public Radio correspondent Doug McPherson.